Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Yeah, so Mike's like, hey, a couple weeks ago I heard you guys talking about hot dogs, and man, I was famished on a Mother's Day. So I'm like, I'm gonna go to Home Depot and get myself a hot dog.
Yeah, they're so good.
And he's in Grand Rapids. He listens to Grand Rapids on the stream. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. He gets there. He's like, it's no hot dogs. They got lumber. They got duct tape. They got a lot of nails. Might even find yourself a couple of screws. But no hot dogs. And I said, well, that's so weird, Mike, because I was in Home Depot over the weekend. No hot dogs.
Wow.
Getting a lot of texts. There's one in the Oak Lawn Home Depot whip. Oak Lawn, you can get one there.
Yeah, I think they're common.
North Lake Home Depot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Another one of those texts. They have, I think I was in the Lombard one. I think it would qualify as Lombard.
Okay.
I didn't see it. Hi there, Lucy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Anything to this?
Yes, Mount Prospect Home Depot.
That's
we
mine.
We do have a big, fancy hot dog. It's not a hot dog stand.
Uh-huh.
It's not like one of those small little carts.
Right.
It's a full-blown, almost a restaurant.
You guys are big show-offs up there at your Home Depot.
Yeah.
Of course.
Got your big, flashy Home Depot up there.
Yes, it is.
Which one is it again? Because I think you and Whip shop there together.
This one, it's at Mount Prospect.
Mount Prospect.
At the Randhurst location, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yep,
yes,
that's the one.
Yeah, they got the good hot dogs there. Whole stand. Sure. Can you get an Italian beef or something there, too, if you wanted?
They do have hot dogs. They do have something else. Since I work there,
uh-huh.
I don't eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you, a little better.
Good tip.
Too much sawdust floats over.
I've always said, ask the people who work where you're going to eat what you eat here. And if they say no, it's time to get out of there.
Oh, my God.
Good tip. Appreciate that, Lucy.
That's awesome.
It's valuable to know. Valuable information. Hey, Kevin.
Morning, Eric.
Home Depot hot dog.
North Lake Home Depot does have one. No, I've never had one. And yes, I have hot dogs in my fridge.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. I've never had the one at North Lake. But the line is always so long, I never want to wait.
See?
Wow. Well, why don't I have one? What did my Home Depot do wrong?
I don't know. Maybe you guys got crazy with the hot dogs. They had to take them away.
They do this at a Lowe's? Do they do this at a Menards? Mm-hmm. They do this at any of these?
No, just Home Depot.
All right. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, Home Depot hot dogs.
This is Phil, the traveling wood-burning oven chef.
Hey, Phil. You go and get your hot dogs at your neighborhood Home Depot?
Yeah, not anymore. We used to get it when the exit is a separate entrance.
Uh-huh.
And they used to have it so people can grab one and go instead of walk through the store with eating food.
Right.
So they discontinued it a couple of years ago, like about 2 years ago. But they were great. They'd serve brats and two different sizes, football.
And wow. And white tablecloth service on the outdoor lawn furniture. It was great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a patio furniture out front.
I asked,
why did they discontinue it? And they said, because of the health code reasons.
Palatine's
pretty strict.
Maybe it's a health code thing. Maybe some of you guys are skirting it.
Yeah.
Maybe your health codes in your different towns are a little looser. Maybe that's what it is.
That's the way you like it.
All right. Well, the look will continue. The search continues for the hot dog at the Home Depot.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
312-233-1019. Mother's Day weekend. Violetta opened the show with, don't you feel like we're basking in the afterglow? And I thought, you know, I don't know. I've never really thought about Mother's Day having an afterglow, but maybe it does.
I feel it. And I'm not even a mother.
That's why you feel it.
I mean, Christmas has an afterglow.
Yeah.
Easter has an afterglow.
Halloween, right? Probably, because you still have a lot of candy. Yeah.
Halloween definitely has an afterglow. Does Father's Day have an afterglow?
No, that thing's wrapped up.
That barely has a glow, period.
Right, exactly right.
All right, top three moments, 312-233-1019. Top three moments from a Mother's Day weekend, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we were late for brunch, and it's not what really happened, but
right.
I said we were busy visiting your birthplace.
Oh, you told Mom we're visiting your birthplace. She's like, oh, lovely.
No, we told the kids.
Oh.
That we're busy visiting their birthplace.
Oh, wow. That sounds. You are basking in an afterglow. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Keep it up with Bill. Hey, yeah. Steve.
Good morning.
The highlight of Mother's Day.
My mom wanted a picture with my son, and they looked at each other, and my son just lipped my mother off right in the picture.
Yeah.
And she loves it.
Yeah, she does love it. That's going to be the screensaver on her phone.
Oh, my gosh. Funny.
That shows up at his wedding down the road.
Sweet. Definitely.
Very, very sweet. Number three, now let's go to him, Jane Moms.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
My ex-husband brought dinner for my daughter and me last night.
Oh, that's nice. The ex-husband brings the dinner over.
Oh,
the highlight of Mother's Day weekend at number two, Melissa.
My husband took the kids out for a few hours, so I got some peace and quiet.
Right.
Yes. Bam.
How long, under normal circumstances for you, how long would they have to be gone before you'd report them missing? A couple of weeks?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just go anywhere.
My sons and husband have been gone for a while. I don't know what happened to them. When did they leave? Sometime back in February.
Yeah.
And finally, in at number one, look at this for a highlight. Debbie, tell them.
My daughter won a dinner from you guys last week for Mother's Day. So we had the whole steak dinner, mashed potatoes, salad, you name it. We had it.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
I can't remember. It's the steak place in Rosemont. With a different kind of
chow.
Steak. Yeah, that's it.
I don't even know where we were.
It was so good.
I had a couple of Manhattans. Yeah. We could have been in Idaho for all I know.
Then, all I know is it's free.
Yeah, that's great.
Went into a meat coma.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was all loaded up on the beef and the meats.
Yeah.
Great.
I love it.
Yeah. Nothing screams Mother's Day like a heavy meat lunch.
Yeah, where they carve the meat right on your plate. Yeah. You want more, man?
Yeah. Yes. Just keep it coming around there, pal. I'm not even close to being done.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
A secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll with mothers. Hello, Claire. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
All right, I have a question I'd like to ask you about yesterday. Were you happy with yesterday or disappointed with yesterday?
Very happy.
Yay!
What made you very happy with yesterday, Mother's Day?
Everybody left me alone.
There you go, everybody. See?
Amen.
A lot of people think that's the way to go about doing it. See, Claire, when fathers say that, they're horrible people. When mothers say it, we all laugh and applaud. Do you think it should be the same for Father's Day? Like if we say, hey, we're pretty happy everybody left me alone.
But I pretty much do that every day of the year, so I figure on Father's Day I'll give him a little attention.
There you go. Even better.
Opposite.
Yeah, normally exactly. I don't pay any attention to him. All right. See how Violetta got all turned off by that.
Yes. Well, because I'm thinking, I forced my mom to sleep over on Saturday night, and like she really didn't want to. Like she was like, no, I'm going to go home and relax.
You made Mother's Day about you?
No, because I thought it'd be nice to wake up together and get breakfast.
Did you ever ask her what would be nice?
Well, she ended up agreeing, but
under pressure and duress.
Yeah.
Because a national survey asked moms, were they happy or disappointed with their Mother's Day? Happy or disappointed with their Mother's Day? Now, I'm not even going to ask you for your own personal Mother's Day, Nikki, because I know that you only have one answer.
Well, I was super happy.
Is that a fart?
I don't know what that was.
Is that in the music? Is that in the music? I just heard a loud fart.
Yeah, it's got to be the music.
If you heard it, you did it.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe that's how the phrase goes.
Yeah, if you heard it, you did it. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I thought it was smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't work
not
on the radio.
That's right. Heard it, did it.
This is the opposite of a wonderful Mother's Day conversation.
Sorry,
all right,
Nikki.
So, Nikki, in general, do you feel that moms said that they were disappointed or happy?
I think they were happy. Yeah.
Happy? Whip, what do you think?
Oh, happy.
Happy. Violetta?
Oh, yeah. They got to be happy.
In a national survey, 40% of moms were disappointed.
Oh. What? Good. Less than half.
Like, what were they? What are you disappointed in? What were you expecting?
To be treated well.
Some respect.
Right, so just a little modicum of respect.
I mean, you've got a Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah. 40% of moms were disappointed in Mother's Day. We spoke to 10 moms off the air who didn't know the question ahead of time and said, were you happy or disappointed? Happy or disappointed? What do you think our results were?
I think 80.
Yeah, I'm going to say 90% liked it.
Happy. Yeah, happy. You're saying 80. What?
Yeah.
70.
100% said they were happy.
Oh,
look at that.
That's the awesome. The glow is alive in Chicago.
The glow is alive, but anybody listening who is really screwed up now.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
top three things trending on Twitter, Violetta?
Yes, sir.
Cannot wait at number three.
Miley Cyrus rocked the house at SNL. She opened the episode with a sweet Mother's Day tribute, and then she gave us two incredibly captivating performances on stage. She, like, got lost, and Twitter's like, loving how intense she was.
She was that good, huh? I missed it.
She was great. Yeah. The whole episode I thought was really, really good.
Really?
Except for the Elon Musk stuff.
No, I thought he I thought he was great.
Did you really?
I really, really did.
It was so awkward.
How's the response been for Elon Musk?
Really good.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that cool. Was funny.
Hey, all that being said, the Elon Musk clip with his mom you played at the 6:30 News Whip, can you play that in the 7:30 News? Because it will lead to something coming up right after this. All right.
So she, Miley Cyrus did, she did Without You with Kid Laroi.
Kid Laroi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Plastic Hearts. Here's a little clip of it. Everything's gonna be alright. Gonna be
okay. Hold that note.
Thank you, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Happy Mother's Day to my godmother, Dolly Parton, and to my mom, Tig.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
There's too many beautiful Mother's Day messages to cover, but one that's trending in Chicago is Jay Cutler sharing a lovely Mother's Day tribute to ex Kristen Cavallari.
Cutty.
He posted a picture of the three kids hugging her with the caption, "Some kids have all the luck." That's really nice. Another thing that's also trending that's kind of hilarious is, you know, the Instagram sign holding guy? Like, they write different things on the top.
Yep.
Well, the one that's circulating right now is, your mom doesn't even have an Instagram. So it's like, why are you posting all this?
That's a good point. Yeah.
True.
You're watching this, Viola? Keeping track. And trending on Twitter, number one.
I have no idea why Father's Day is trending.
Yeah.
It's trending in Illinois only.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Twitter is saying, as Mother's Day is drawing to a
close. You think there's an afterglow now. You just wait.
Yeah.
We got an afterglow coming in June.
I know. I guess everyone's looking forward to Father's Day on June 20th this year. But many are also trying to flip Mother's Day and Father's Day so moms can finally have a nice day. Like, weather-wise?
I feel like Mother's Day, it's either really, really, really nice or really bad.
Yeah, hit or miss.
Like, last year was really good, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think so.
Granted, there was a pandemic going on, but you get the idea.
What was that? Yeah.
All right.
So that's it. Happy Father's Day almost, I guess.
Thank you. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. You know, you're still all worked up from the strip joint.
Woo, seriously, I started thinking back. I'm like, whoa.
She was looking at pictures, and you were like, yeah.
You and your mom hitting the strip joint, you know, for Mother's Day.
Yeah, we'll always
it's very
treat her
non-traditional,
right.
But hey, all you're doing is creating memories.
Exactly.
Just trying to make memories of mom.
She won't forget it, that's for sure.
Wow. Okay. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who? Strangest place to celebrate Mom's Day. Hey, Rich.
Yes, and this was her idea. My wife wanted to go see some antique cars, and we went to the Claremont Collection on Knox Avenue.
Did she just want to go looking, or did she want to go buying?
Just looking. I'm the one that would actually be buying, and I think, honestly, my wife would be a widow if I bought another toy. So.
Oh, yeah, let's not let that happen.
That took a turn quick.
Sounds like that thing could be tragic. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Now, here we go. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys.
Mother's Day in a strange spot, huh?
Mother's Day went axe throwing.
Awesome.
I keep hearing that this is a thing, that everybody needs to try this once or twice, throwing a couple of axes. I'm assuming you did this.
Yes, we did.
How
are you, Mama?
Did you do well?
I did pretty well, surprisingly, yes.
Yeah.
They got many to stick. And it was a ton of fun, a great way to take out some aggression from the past.
Well, that's what you want to do on Mother's Day. Bring mom's aggression levels down.
Yeah.
Totally. Put an axe in her hand and say, let's bring this down.
And now your family knows about your mad skills.
That's
and
right.
they're going to be a little more careful.
Is it hard to throw the axe and stick it into the wall?
The wood?
Well, they actually teach you some techniques and how to hold the axe and how far to put your arms back. It's almost like you're doing a tricep extension.
Yeah.
Throw it over your head and... you know, not all of them stuck, but I did pretty well.
Any close calls? Somebody whipped one sideways? Any of that stuff?
No, fortunately not. We all came home with all of our limbs.
Oh, good.
All good.
How do you insure a place like that?
Do you have to sign a huge waiver before you do that?
I think so.
You got to sign a waiver.
Sign an iPad, but I didn't read any of it.
Yeah, nobody does.
Exactly.
And you're not allowed to drink, though.
Yeah, you can't
now
drink.
Now the axe throwing place is part owner of your home, which is so weird that they were able to do that. Axe throwing. Oh, what a strange place to spend Mother's Day, Samantha.
Wisconsin Dells.
Doesn't get any stranger.
Oh, I love Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah. Well, another strange place to spend Mother's Day. Yeah. Tracy, where were you?
Peoria.
Why?
Axe throwing, Wisconsin Dells, Peoria.
Totally.
Strip club, not so bad. Not so bad.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Just a quick question I have for each of you, single and dating, to see how you feel about this. Let's start with you. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Hi, single and dating?
Yep.
Are you on any dating apps?
Too many.
Too many?
Oh, too many.
Okay, that's perfect, actually. How long have you would you say you've been on these dating apps and dating?
Maybe 2 years.
Okay, perfect. Now, I want to propose a scenario to you, Kayla, okay?
All right.
Let's suppose today you look on Tinder, and let's just say you're on there, all right?
Okay.
All right, you look on Tinder, and it shows a match. And that match is with Bill Gates. Do you go out with him?
I mean, I think it was a fake.
You would think you might be being catfished. More on that in a second. But let's assume you've done your due diligence, and it's Bill, and, you know, he got on Tinder, and he's just, you know, trying to get on with his life. Do you go out with him or do you not?
For sure. Why not?
Absolutely.
Even just to say that I did. Yeah.
Right. Right.
True.
If for no other reason than the experience, right?
Yeah. A free drink or more. Yeah.
Right. Free drink, a free private plane ride, something.
You got a story.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kayla. Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
Same scenario. You're on a dating app and you suddenly realize you're matched with Bill Gates, one of the richest men on the planet, top three richest men on the planet. Do you go on the date, yes or no?
I think the same thing as Kayla. It would be fake, but, you know, you got to do it.
Got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're obligated at that point.
You got to do
it. Absolutely.
Would you be thinking there's a chance at romance here, or would you be thinking there's no chance whatsoever, I'm just going for the experience?
Probably no chance, just going for the experience.
There you go, there you go. All right. Thank you, Jamie. Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so you've matched with Bill Gates on your dating app. Are you going out?
Not a chance with Bill Gates, but if you want to come up with somebody else, I'll play along.
All right, he's not going with Bill Gates.
Doesn't even want the story.
Not going. Nope. See, I match with Bill Gates, I'm going.
Yeah. Me too.
Sure.
And I'm thinking there's a chance for love.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. I'm going. Nikki, you going?
Sure, yes, I would go.
Whip, you going?
You know, just so I could tell the story on Monday morning on the show. That's the only reason.
It's for work.
You know how everybody's talking that they wouldn't believe it, and so Tinder is taking preemptive strikes against people catfishing as Bill Gates.
Oh, that's a thing right now.
Yeah, they're all ready. They're like, we're ready for this. Mm-hmm. The online dating platform is making sure people who are looking for love don't fall hook, line, and sinker for a Bill Gates impersonator, saying that they've got some serious tools in place to make sure anyone's plan to pose as Bill Gates will fail. As for the big safeguard, in order to verify a Tinder profile, users must scan their face with a facial recognition software to make sure a user matches his or her uploaded profile pics.
Okay.
So, among other little plans that they're having. I did see a TikTok over the weekend, and it was a woman talking about, oh, so sad about Bill and Melinda Gates, so sad. And it shows her changing her, like, her profile on one of the dating apps to, like, only looking for men 64 to 65.
Right.
In Silicon Valley, California.
Loves computers.
Right. Yeah. Certain. Must be 5'8 or under.
Yeah. Is there a billionaire section?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Income has to be above $1 billion. Yeah. Oh, look, one match. Hey, it's Eric. So, are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Okay, now you're late. How many minutes? In general, when people are surveyed, when they say, okay, the scheduled time for people to arrive is X time, how many minutes past that can they be before you go, all right, now they're late? Like in radio, this doesn't work. You can't be.
Yeah.
Or you're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we're live.
Well, the song runs out and then.
Yeah.
That's it. If there isn't somebody sitting.
There's alarms going off.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Very bad. How many minutes past the arrival time is considered late? Nikki, what would you say?
I wrote down 6 minutes.
All right, Whip, what would you say?
I'll go 10.
All right, Violetta, what would you say? I can't wait to hear this one.
15
minutes. There we are. Rosa, how many minutes? Tell them.
8 minutes.
That is exactly right. 8 minutes
Yeah.
You got an 8-minute window before you're considered late.
And that's what they do with reservations, too, on Open Table. If you're 8 minutes late, they're like, sorry, now you're going to have to wait at the back of the line.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Is that why you guessed that, Rosa? Is that why you came up with 8 minutes?
Yeah, I figured people would complain, like, oh, they're 10 minutes late. That's too long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 25% of people believe no amount of time is acceptable to be late. No,
wait, how many percent?
One in four, 25%.
Whoa-za.
All of our dads.
I think I would agree with that.
I would, too.
Every dad, yeah,
like,
totally.
Why even have a time to be somewhere? Yeah.
And then the thing is, the people who do get there on time, it takes some effort to do that. So it's like, well, why do they have to bother going to all that trouble if it's just going to be the same thing when you're late?
But I think there is a 5-minute grace period where you have, like, traffic or, you know what I mean? There can be a small window.
50% of people always arrive to social events and work meetings early. 50%. 48% of people blame traffic for being late for grace time.
Yeah. While they're holding their Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well,
at least I'm fitting the norm here.
Yeah. Yep.
Love Eric in the Morning? Don't miss Eric in the Afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
312-233-1019. Morgan.
Hi.
Hi. Your excuse that you used that was actually true.
I got thrown off the Metro train by the conductor.
What?
That's difficult to do, isn't it, to get bounced off the train? Were you causing trouble?
I thought so, but apparently not.
What'd you do?
Yeah. Were you boozing
early?
So
what happened was, it was a new Metro train. I hadn't been taking the Metro frequently. The train, basically what happened was the train was coming in and I was on the other side of where you need to get on. So I waited for the train to stop and then I crossed the tracks to get onto the train and the conductor got furious. He started yelling at me. He's like, that is a felony. You're not allowed to cross the tracks when the train's happening. I was like, I didn't know. Right. So it was my first time. So I'm just like standing there, like getting yelled at by a conductor. He's like, you can't get on this train now. Because, you know, this is technically a felony. Otherwise, I'm going to call the cops. And I was like, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There's Uber for you.
Wow. Guess I'll be late.
Well, I get it. I understand the reasoning and the rationale behind it. But I might have been like her and not even realized I'm breaking the law.
Sure.
And you're panicking, just trying to be on time.
Right. Wow. Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Your excuse for being late that was actually true.
We actually had a contractor doing some work on our house, and he showed up an hour and a half late. And he said, I'm so sorry I'm late. My peacock escaped, and I had to go chase him down.
If I had a nickel every time I heard that.
You know how hard it is to run down a peacock?
Yep.
They're vicious.
That takes days and days and days. Did you just let that slide, or did you question it all?
Because of who he was, I knew it was completely true.
Okay. See, that's when I'd step in and go, all right, I'll give you that one, but I'm gonna need to see this peacock.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know a guy who has a peacock for a pet has a picture on his phone.
Oh, for sure.
And a thousand other pets and like a veritable zoo at his house. I guarantee it.
You're minding your own business, Whip. You've got a meeting with Debbie scheduled. She shows up late. You're like, why are you so late? And Debbie, you tell Whip what?
I got pulled over for suspicion of armed robbery.
Oh, wow. Okay, I thought you were going to say speeding.
Pulled over for suspicion of armed robbery.
Oh, you were speeding, and that's why they thought you had armed robbed someone?
I guess so.
Is that what it would be, armed robbed?
No, but we're, you know, I'm just in the
sounds like also a character in Crabman.
Yeah, I was armed in the flow of the sentence there. I just kept going. I didn't know how to work out of it.
Yeah. All right, so they pull you over. They approach the car, guns drawn, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, guns drawn?
Oh, well, she's armed robbery.
Holy moly.
So
they think she's got a gun.
You didn't do it, right?
Oh, no, I did it.
I was with a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, no, Whip, I actually did rob the place. I didn't think they'd get me, but it was an actual real excuse.
That wasn't the question. The question is what made you late.
All right, so they pull you over for suspicion of armed robbery. Well, for Whip's sake, we'll say you didn't do it. How did that play out?
Well, fortunately, me and my girlfriend didn't match the description of the suspect.
So it was just maybe the vehicle that did, right?
And the high rate of speed?
Yeah.
We don't want you out arm robbing people.
That's right.
Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. 312-233-1019. Your secret bank account. Your secret stash. Women with secret bank accounts share what they really use their money for. Hang on, your calls are coming. Joan has maintained a secret bank account that her husband doesn't know about. The idea that women should have this side stash was instilled in her at a very young age by her grandmother, who lived to be 96. While some call it financial infidelity, I call it self-care. That's what Joan says. Self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Making it okay to go on a trip when I want to, or all these different things that I might need it for. Maybe a mommy makeover, she said. Well, that gets into my, okay, you've got a secret stash, but what's it for? Hi there, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You got a secret stash?
I do.
Okay, and what's it for?
Basically, it's mostly used for emergency vacation funds.
That seems to be a very popular one in this article. A lot of the women with the secret stash are saying it is the emergency vacation fund.
Yes.
Now, you say that. Is that something you spring at him like, oh, look, we have enough money for a vacation? Or you go on vacation together and suddenly the vacation gets a lot better and he doesn't understand how?
No, this is like if all of a sudden my girlfriends want to go on emergency vacation and oh yeah, let's go. This like, and it doesn't have to come out of like our funds. It's my funds.
There he goes.
Yeah. I just love the way that sounds. Girlfriend's emergency vacation.
Yeah. Did you get it doesn't have to come out of our funds. It comes out of my funds.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst. We got to ask someone to go on vacation.
I got it. Yeah. He's got to ask too.
Hey, well, that's true.
Yeah. You didn't think of that, did you? Me. Hey, Jessica.
Yes.
Secret cash stash?
I do.
Okay. I don't mean to get too pushy, but how much in there, you think?
Oh, it's somewhere around $400 to $500.
Okay.
Not a lot.
All right.
Okay,
no, that's fine. And what is it for?
Generally, just me and eating out.
Okay.
Because I try to keep it off my book.
All right. You don't want him to see the two martini lunches.
Pretty much.
I got you.
Slush fund.
Totally understandable. Sometimes you got to have a standing secret stash. Kat, how long have you had yours?
So I've had mine since 2005.
Okay. All right. Is it an actual bank account, or are you keeping like cash in a sock somewhere?
It's an actual, it's making some money, making some interest.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, yeah.
You're very responsible with your secret money. And what is it for?
Trying to be. So, originally it started as, it's pretty much the vacation fund, but it's the, like everyone else says, the just in case, I have to pick up and go somewhere with my girlfriends, too.
Okay. All right.
It's a European trip fund, which now is increased since we couldn't go last year.
Aha. Uh-huh. The emergency escape with my girlfriend's fund. Got
it. Exactly.
Got it. At least you're earning interest on it. And Chris.
Yes. Hi. I have my own account also.
Okay. And what other parts of it do you have? Do you have it hidden away like in a sock, or do you have it in a bank somewhere?
It's in a safety deposit box. Mm. I actually, long story short, we own a bank that's not really a bank, and so I've been saving inside
what?
One
like
of
the front for the mob? Or what?
A bank that's not really a bank?
We own a bank that's not a bank. It's just a cover for laundering Russian money.
It used to be a bank, and we turned it into a business.
I see.
Business.
So in your business, wink, wink, you have an old bank, wink, wink, that has a safety deposit box, wink, wink, that you keep your cash in.
Yes, absolutely.
I see what's going on there. I see what's going on, and I want no part of it.
Just don't say too much.
Forget about it.
I want to hear your story, and thank you for listening, Chris.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Ready, Violet?
Yes.
Okay, at number 3.
Ever wonder about Cubs manager David Ross and the Silver Fox's love life? Well, you're in luck. We have some info.
Call him the Silver Fox?
I call him the Silver Fox.
Hey, Violetta just came up with that one.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I thought everybody called him that. Anyway, Foxy. He is dating someone. Tori DeVito from Chicago Med posted a picture of her kissing the skipper over the weekend, and everybody's loving it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And thanks for a whip couple. With the assist, because he sent me that article.
I saw
that.
Silver Fox.
Yeah.
The Silver Fox. Okay. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Happy birthday, Bono. The U2 frontman turned 61 years young today. And to celebrate, I wanted to look up something about the 22 Grammy-winning Irish singer-songwriter that you might not know.
Right.
As a young teen in Dublin, he went by Paul Hewson. Okay.
Yep.
And he was also in a street gang, I guess. His buddies started calling him Bono Vox after the neighborhood hearing aid store, which in Latin means good voice. So he's gone by Bono ever since.
So they started calling him a nickname after the hearing aid store?
Yeah, because hearing music, good voice. Yeah.
I knew he was Bono Vox in the very, very, very old days. Sometime he dropped the Vox.
I didn't know that they had hearing aid stores that were nearby the street gangs.
Yeah, that's, I guess, what happened.
The Irish street gangs hang out near the hearing aid stores?
Now, I did get that from Wikipedia.
Oh.
So, check your facts.
Mostly true. Yeah. Mostly true.
Yeah.
It's got to be close.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Meghan Markle is trending for two different reasons. One, she was part of the Vax Live concert that, Eric, you had already mentioned.
She rocked.
Yeah, she was beaming, talking about daughter-to-be and the future of women. Secondly, I hate to keep perpetuating this kind of trivial conversation, but many are saying that Prince Charles snubbed Meghan during Archie's second birthday post online because he posted a picture saying happy birthday to Archie with just Prince Charles, his son Harry, and then baby Archie. And they're like, where's Meghan? Why isn't she in this picture? The rest of the royal family did post pictures with Meghan in it. So noticeably, she was absent from his post.
Things continue to go smoothly. That's good.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.